Here's an example of a man being indirect in talking about a personal problem. This, too, comes from the experiment that I mentioned earlier, the tapes of best friends talking that were made by Bruce Dorval. In the experiment in which the psychologist Bruce Dorval had best friends talk to each other, one conversation took place between two college-age young men. One of these guys was married, the other was single. In the discussion, the unmarried man made the following remark. "It's about personal relationships," he said. "I think a lot of people start off, like maybe when they're young, they might have the attitude of what they think is 100% give, and then they get torched, or what they think is torched. And it's liable to just, you know, give them, you know, a pretty shy attitude towards it for a long time." This young man says no more, and he says nothing about his own personal relationships, but it seems clear to me that he's implying that he once had a relationship where he started out 100% give and got torched. In other words, got his heart broken. And that's why he has a shy attitude now, and that's why he isn't married. Talking about personal relationships, personal problems, and weaknesses might be something where men would be more inclined to be indirect than women. A prime example that I've encountered where men are more likely to be indirect than women is the issue of apologies. When I ask both adult women and adult men about problems they've had in their personal lives and their families and other personal relationships, one of the most frequent complaints that I heard from women is men's reluctance to apologize. For example, one woman told me she and her husband lived out in the country, so mailing a letter was a matter of making a trip to the post office. And one day he was going to be going out, she was not, so she gave him a letter to mail and emphasized that it was extremely important to her business that it be mailed that day. He said he understood and he agreed. The next day they were leaving together. They both walked out of the house, opened the doors to the car, and there on the front seat was her letter. They both spied it at the same moment, and he said, "Oh, I forgot to mail your letter." And she was waiting for him to go on and say, "I'm so sorry." And he didn't. It was the woman who told me this experience, and she said to me, if that had happened to me, if our roles were reversed, I would have fallen all over myself saying how sorry I was. In the end, they ended up arguing not about the letter, but about the apology. From her point of view, what is the big deal? He made a mistake. It was a small mistake. Why doesn't he just say he's sorry and it would be over? From his point of view, what is the big deal? Yes, he made a mistake, but it was obviously unintentional. He loves her. Of course he wouldn't have failed to mail her letter on purpose. It's as if she caught him in a misdemeanor, but she's trying to make him plead guilty to a felony. To him, forcing him to apologize is making a bigger deal of it than it really is. To her, refusing to apologize is making a bigger deal of it than it really is. I think that the meaning of the apology often is very different for women and men. And again, this is something that doesn't apply to all women and men, but it often seems to fall out this way. For her, the apology is a sign of caring. If you won't apologize, it's as if you don't care that you let me down. For him, the apology is a kind of public degradation ritual. The implication is that the person has caught you in an error and is going to exploit that error and take advantage of it in the future to keep that one-up position and keep you in a one-down position. So that's the reason that the apology would mean a lot to her and he would rather avoid it.